The Osgood File, sponsored by Carfax. Looking for a good deal on a used car? Start your search with a Carfax Advantage dealer. Every car comes with a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. This is Dave Ross. It's something we hear people suggesting even now. If poor people can't afford children, they shouldn't get pregnant. What I'm betting most of us never knew, though, is that in 32 states, right here in the USA, public officials put that notion into practice by forcibly sterilizing thousands of young women. And no state had a more vigorous campaign of permanent birth control than North Carolina.
There's nothing that the state of North Carolina can do to justify what they did to me.
More after this. When she was 14, Elaine Riddick was raped. Today, we wouldn't dream of punishing the girl for that, but 43 years ago, that's what the state of North Carolina did to Elaine. The day she gave birth, a state official got her illiterate grandmother to put her ex on a document, and a doctor permanently sterilized Elaine.
I didn't want nobody looking at me because everybody knew what happened to me. That's how I felt inside. My heart bleeds every single day.
Elaine testified at a hearing yesterday to determine if the 3,000 surviving victims of North Carolina's eugenics program deserve some kind of compensation. And she talked to CBS correspondent Kelly Kobiea.
It sounds to me like you're still
hurt. I am devastated. And I want everybody to know who should pay.
But it's not just the money. She and the others want their story told. We grew up thinking that eugenics was confined to Nazi Germany, but it wasn't. It happened here. And Australia Clay, whose mother was sterilized, wants that story told.
This is North Carolina's Holocaust. We need a wall. We need a library. My mother needs her name and her picture in a library room.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Thursday, June 23rd, 2011.